Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. How many different passwords do you have for different things? Different accounts, bank accounts, cable accounts,
three,
Netflix, Hulu, email accounts.
Didn't
everything.
You feel like you had the same one until they started making you add a symbol, an upper, a lower? Then I had to get a new password that I could like copy everywhere.
Oh, God, you're going to set them off.
I'm getting triggered right now.
I'm so mad.
I'm getting triggered now.
Oh, no.
What happened?
So, yesterday, we were talking about cell phone usage, right? And our intern off mic was saying how one of her brothers uses 174 gigs a month. A month. Which sounded crazy.
Yeah.
So I got to thinking. I was like, I wonder how much data I use because I'm on my phone all the damn time. She's not even listening.
Intern off mic didn't even hear you just talking about her radio,
nope.
Did you? She
fine,
does not care what we say.
Man.
I'm sitting across from Riggs.
Zero F's
sitting
given.
Sitting right across from Riggs. Didn't hear what he just said about her.
Right in the thick of the morning show.
A whole sentence about you.
Thank you.
Really? Well, thanks for not listening.
Stop doing your job and listen to me. I'm talking. I wonder how much data I use in a month because I'm on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
So I log into my Sprint account and I'm like, all right, gonna type in my password. Password is incorrect. And I was like, all right, I changed it recently. And I keep a list of all my passwords in a note that I lock on my phone. Mm-hmm. So I go into this note and I look at the password and I type it letter by letter, symbol by symbol, number by number. Your password is wrong. I copy it and I paste it directly from the note into the password box. Your password is not valid. It doesn't work. All right. I'll reset my password. Oh. So I go through all these steps to reset my password with Sprint.
So annoying.
I got to give him a PIN number. I got to answer a security question about where my dad was born. I got to enter a new password now, right?
Uh-huh.
I've finally gone through all this stuff. I had to verify a code on my cell phone. They texted me a code. I have to insert and put that on the website. Now I go to my new password.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, clearly it's something that I don't remember, so I'm going to use the password that I have down now, and that's going to be my password. So I enter in my password, and it says, you cannot use your previous password.
I hate when that happens.
Rick started.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
So many things. I about lost my mind yesterday. I go, that happens to me, and I get crazy.
Jesus.
And I just lost it,
I literally posted the exact password five times. You said it was incorrect. Then I go to use that as my new password. You say it's my previous password. What the hell is wrong with you?
You know,
it's a conspiracy. It has to
be. Look, Riggs, just say, go ahead. Cyber bully me and get in my accounts. Just let me into my whatever.
Seriously.
I need to get in. You can. That's how I feel at times. You can look at my freaking email for all I care. Just let me in. Let me in.
Go ahead. Get into my cell phone account. Go pay my bill. I dare you.
I get it. They're worried about hackers and they're worried about security and all these things. So they make you do all this crap now for your passwords. And then you got to reset them. And then you got to redo them. And then the code's not enough.
God. And then like your like my iPhone can
it's
make
annoying.
A password for you. And it'll make this crazy, ridiculous password that's like uppercase Q M874. -? I'm like, I'm not going to remember this.
Oh,
no.
My God. Or when they,
remember
yesterday
that.
I had one that said type in the letters and I couldn't read them.
That's the worst,
why
too.
Why do they say type in what you see in the box and you can't even read the letters in the box when you're trying to reset a password? I'm like, I'm not a robot, nor can I read what the letters are.
Have you got the grid of the pictures and it goes, pick the pictures that are school buses?
I was just going to say
like,
that too.
Okay, there's a bus that looks like it might be a bus. That's a car, but it could be a bus. And now I got to go through five different image quizzes.
Annoying.
I spend more time convincing a computer that I'm not a computer. And it's insane what I'm doing right now.
I can't believe
what,
over
somebody
a password.
Text in, by the way. You can text in your anger or whatever to 71037 because we are all get annoyed by this.
Yes.
The password reset crap. Most people don't realize when you copy and paste, most of the time you copy a space before or after the password that counts as a character.
Right.
So somebody texted in to 71037. Yeah, I don't know if that's true.
I'll give you that. But I had copied it like character by character, very slow on my keyboard and was very sure. I even kicked a little eye that said show password.
Somebody texted in. They said, Riggs, previously used, but not necessarily the last current one. That, I didn't think about that. Previously used password doesn't mean it was the last one.
I'm still pissed off.
I
have to use an uppercase letter and a special character and a number, and it has to be eight characters long.
You know we got IT people listening. 414-799-1037. We'd love to complain. Call us and we'll complain.
Please, yes,
right?
Please. Because they don't get enough complaints as IT people as it is. Right? They need to hear us complaining.
While you're on your way into work to get complaints all day, right? Listen to us complain
all
day.
Please.
While the public schools are training my kid to do nothing other than be an IT person, I'm making fun of IT people.
Oh, Lord.
That is bad. I wonder if people are calling about this. Good morning, Kiss FM. You were nuts. Good morning, Kiss FM. Were you calling about passwords?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What were you calling about it? Did you change yours recently and have a recent frustration?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
What happened with you?
So I went to change my password, and, you know, I followed the requirements.
Yes.
Changed the letters, changed the numbers, and everything like that.
Yes.
Yep.
Kept it relatively similar just so I wouldn't forget it because I changed my password way too many times.
Right.
Yeah.
And I actually got an error saying that it cannot resemble your previous password.
Yeah. Resemble?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like you can't have similar letter number combinations as your previous password.
It's getting out of control.
You know what? Thank you for joining the circle of we hate changing our passwords online today. We appreciate your presence.
I just want my password to be like one number. Like you should be given the password for all of your accounts when you're born now. When your child is born, this is your internet password for everything. Your Wi-Fi, your bank accounts, everything. Keep it and then tattoo it on your skin or
you
something.
You get a birth certificate, a social security card, and your
Wi-Fi password. Yes.
Now all these people are texting in about your data usage, which now we're on the passwords.
Thanks for calling, man.
But I got to know because somebody did text in and I was wondering the same thing. What was your data usage?
Oh, I use 10 gigs a month. 10 gigs.
And how much did our interns?
Her brother used 174 gigs.
And you use 10?
10, yes.
How do I know? That's crazy. How do people look at their phone?
I don't know.
Does anyone know how to, like, because people are listening, they probably want
to
look.
Yeah, if you just go to your provider, log in, and then just go usage.
So, I would go to Verizon and do he has Sprint.
Go in, log in, and then it'll say data usage.
It'll say the same thing. It'll say how many minutes you've talked, how many text messages you've sent and how much data you've used. It's all in the same column.
I just need the gigabyte thing, right?
Yes. Be careful, but put your right password in when you go there, though.
Oh, it's saved on my computer, so I'm sure I'm screwed. I'm sure I'll have to reset it today.
No!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.